Surrounded by sex. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Is sex out of control in this country? Maybe not. I was happy to hear experts saying today that the sexting scandal is way overblown.
One of the interesting things we found is quite often teens were sexting pictures that weren't necessarily sexually explicit.
Yeah, we assumed it was an epidemic, but then we always assume the worst when it comes to sex. Herman Cain tried to explain that his alleged 13-year affair with that female admirer was mostly about rent money.
I am at peace with my family, and I'm at peace with myself.
And yet, because people assume that since he's male and she's female, it must be sex, his campaign was ruined. And finally, Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State assistant coach whose intimate attention to young boys tarnished the entire Penn State football program. He sat down with the New York Times to re-explain why he spent so much time with other people's children, to the point of taking showers with young boys and blowing on their stomachs. These boys, he said, were his extended family. He was their virtual dad, and a son doesn't need a chaperone when he's with his dad. Is Sandusky attracted to young boys? Of course he is, he explained.
I mean, my two favorite groups are the elderly and the young. The young because they don't think about what they say, and the old because they don't care.
And I can hear you saying, well, how many elderly stomachs did he blow on? But that appears to be the problem. Our dirty minds. We assume every human relationship involves genitals. That's what I'm hearing here. That we have found the perverts, and they are us. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.